Okay, good evening, everyone. Last night, we had this chus of starting the halachos of responses during tefillah. We had a special request for those halachos, and we started discussing when, what, and when a person is allowed to answer to something else while they are in the middle of davening. And we said last night, just a quick synopsis of what we said last night, before a person starts psukei dezimra, meaning before Baruch Sha'amar, then a person is allowed to say whatever they need to say, whether it's they want to talk to somebody, they want to answer somebody, or for sure to answer something from the chazan if they are davening in a shul. We said that it should be somewhat necessary, it shouldn't just be anything, but if a person needs to say something before Baruch Sha'amar, they are totally allowed to say it. During Psukei Dezimra itself, meaning once a person has finished Baruch Sha'amar, so we said that you are allowed to say Amen to any bracha as long as you are Sulik in Yana. Even if you are in the middle of a pasuk, but as long as you finished a topic in the pasuk, you are allowed to say Amen. We discussed that last night, and you are not allowed to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shamai or Berichu. The Mishnah Berurah continues that a person in the middle of Psukei Dezimra is allowed to answer Modim Derabanan, which means, as I'm sure you all know, during the Chazaras Hashatz, the Chazan, when he says the Modim, the Tzibur says a Modim Derabanan as well, and a person is allowed to say Modim Derabanan. If they are behind, they came late to Shul, which we said for women is normal, a person is allowed to say Modim Derabanan, even in the middle of Psukei Dezimra. And to keep it simple, the truth is this is even if you're in the middle of a pasuk when it's not Salak in Yana. But let's just keep it simple for the future. Just always try to make sure it's at least the end of a topic. It's Salak in Yana, the end of a topic at least in the middle of a pasuk, because these halachos get complicated. So just always at least, even if you're in the middle of a pasuk, at least finish the topic in the pasuk itself. By Modim Derabanan, you could say answering to Kaddish, when the Chazan says Kaddish, Amen Heshmei Rabbah. All the other amens, if you're at the end of an inyan, even in the middle of a pasuk, to keep it simple, you'll be able to say amen to all the amens in Kaddish, not the brichu, but the amens you can say, to Kedusha, which means Kaddish, 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 and Baruch Kavayin Hashem Imkoimai, and Yimloich. If you finish the inyan, you'll be okay, even in the middle of Psukei Dezimra. Also to Baruchu, the Mishnah Berurah says, when the Chazan says Baruchu, you're allowed to answer Baruch Hashem HaMavarech La'olam Vod. Chances are it's already past that in davening, but if the Chazan says that, you are allowed to answer that as well. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings. Also, the Mishnah Berurah says that if a person uses the bathroom in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, they are allowed and they should say Asher Yatzar. Again, this should be by Salik and Yana, even in the middle of a pasuk. But as long as you finish a topic in the pasuk, whether it's the Asnachta, or as long as you know the basic translation in the pasuk, at the end of an inyan in the pasuk itself, you are allowed to say Ashi Yatzar. Now, probably anyways, if you need to use the bathroom in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, chances are you're not going to use the bathroom unless you finished a pasuk, maybe even you finished a paragraph, so then for sure you'd be allowed to say Asher Yatzar. And keep in mind the halacha that we said a few weeks ago, that it's definitely better to use the bathroom before you start to daven. Whether it's Shemona Esrei or any other part of davening, the best is for a person's guf to be naki, for a person's body to be clean, and the best is to use the bathroom before a person davens, but definitely it can happen that you didn't get a chance to, or a person did, and then they need to use the bathroom again. So the halacha is, if you're in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, you are allowed to use the bathroom, for sure you're allowed to use the bathroom, but you're even allowed to say Asher Yatzar. As far as Asher Yatzar during Shema and Shemona Esrei, after Shemona Esrei, we'll discuss Bez Hashem when we get there. But now, at least for Psukei Dezimra, you are allowed to use the bathroom, and you say Asher Yatzar. Also the bracha on thunder and lightning. As you know, there's a bracha on thunder and lightning. Maybe Bez Hashem will have the schus of learning those halachas one time. But for now, keep it simple. On thunder, we know we say Shekochu Gvrasam al Olam, and on lightning, we say the bracha of Osama Sabrishis. So in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, whether you're in Shul, whether you're at home, and boom, there's thunder and lightning. So the halacha is you are allowed to say the bracha on thunder and lightning, even if you're in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, after Baruch Sha'amar, but before Yishtabach. Also over here, preferably it should be Salak and Yana. It's a machlokas exactly, not clear how to understand Chayadam, but if you finish that inyan, you'll be safe. You'll be able to say the bracha on thunder and lightning. Keep in mind, though, that you need to say the bracha within 2 or 3 seconds after the thunder and lightning. If, in general, you have a thunder and lightning and Like, oh, was that thunder? I think. Was that a car? Was that thunder? Oh, yeah, yeah, it was thunder. It's already too late. You can't say the bracha anymore on the thunder. You have to hope and wait for another thunder, and then you'll be able to say the bracha then. Always has to be toch kidei dibur, within 2 or 3 seconds. Fine, but Be'ez Hashem, you know, maybe we'll have the schus of learning those halachas at one point. The Mishnah Berurah says, also if the tzibur, if you're davening in shul, if the tzibur, if the congregation is saying Shema, if they say Krishma, so the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Samachay says that a person doesn't want to look like they're denying Hashem. So when everybody else says Kriyas Shema, even if you're not up to Kriyas Shema, you are, as we're saying, you're in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, so the halacha is that a person should say the first pasuk of Shema. You should cover your eyes with your right hand, that's the custom. And then it doesn't look like you're denying Hashem, even though, of course, you know, you're surrounded by all your friends in shul. No one's going to think you're denying Hashem. But still, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that it shouldn't look like you're denying Hashem, and you should say the first pasuk of Shema. The Paiskim tell us that that means also the pasuk of Baruch Shem, Kevod Machus Eleinu Vod. That's always together with Shema. So if a person is in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, you are allowed to say that you should say that pasuk with Baruch Shem, and then you just continue where you are in Pesukei Dezimra. The Ramah says, keep in mind that all these times that we've been saying that you're allowed to interrupt for Amen, or for Maidin Derabanan, Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Asher Yatzar, the Baruch on Thunder and Lightning, for Shema, many situations, but if it's not for those situations, we said you're not allowed to. And the Ramah says in Siman and Aleph that it can't be even for a mitzvah. You're not allowed to talk even for a mitzvah. These are specific answers that you're answering to the Chazan, or for a bracha, but just for stam to talk for kibbut of aim, or to give tzedakah, or for chesed, then a person is not allowed to talk in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. As far as Zman Krishma passing, it's not so nageh for women, because we said a few weeks ago that there's no Zman Krishma for women, but the Mishnah Berurah also adds one more thing, that if a person realizes in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra that they never said Birchas HaTorah, they didn't say Lasik B'Divisar, those brachos, so then the halacha is you can say it now in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, because there are those that say, it's a machlokes, but there are those that say that your person is not allowed to say Pesukei Dezimra without saying Birchas HaTorah. There's many psukim in the Torah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim in Pesukei Dezimra, plenty of Kapitlach of Tillim. And so, but you're doing it in the form of davening, but not really in the form of learning. So it's a machlokes, but preferably a person should say Berachas HaTorah before. If a person is in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra and they realize, oh, yeah, I never said Berachas HaTorah, you should say Berachas HaTorah then with the Yivarechacha, with the Eilu Dvarim, and then you go on and continue with Pesukei Dezimra. And we mentioned before the bracha on the lightning, which, as you know, is the bracha of Osa Maaseh Bereishis, and also in Baruch She'amar that we've mentioned. In the beginning of Baruch She'amar, we have that phrase, Baruch Oseh Bereishis. And now you'll notice the Eitz Yosef points out that those brachos and those phrases are the present tense. It's the present tense. Even though Sheshis Mei Bereishis was a very, very long time ago, Hashem created the world a very long time ago, but when we say Baruch Oseh Bereishis, that is in the present tense. We say also at other parts of davening, Yotzar, we say Mechadish Betuvay B'chol Yom Tamin Maaseh Bereishis, that Hashem, the creations, Hashem is Mechadish, that Hashem renews that every single day. There's also a pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Yates, La'olam Hashem Dvarcha Nitzav B'Shamayim, that your words are always standing in Shamayim, in heaven. And what that means, the Nefesh HaChaim, who's Reb Chaim Volozhin, he wrote the great Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, who's a student of the Vilna Gaon, he says in Shar Aleph, Perek Beis, that Hashem is different than a person. If a person makes a table, then a carpenter, let's say, makes a table or a chair, and then he leaves. So the table remains standing, and that person walks away. He has no more connection to the table. The table is now standing on its own. But when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Nefesh HaChaim, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, that there is no status quo. There is no status quo when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it's not that Hashem created the world and then that's it. He left it, let it go, and let it take its natural course. Every single second, Hashem is creating the world. And the fact that we look outside the window and we see a house across the street and we see a building, the fact that that building was there a second ago does not guarantee that the building will be here the next second. Hashem is constantly, in the present tense, Hashem is Oseh Bereishis. Hashem is constantly creating the world. There's mountains out there. Hashem is constantly creating it. And that's a famous Yisoid from Reb Chaim Volozhin, and other Svarim bring it down in similar ideas. But that's a Yisoid that there's no status quo. And that just shows us that everything that we have in this world, we have to be thankful for. Because it's not that, you know, if I give a present to somebody and then a week later I get into a fight with the guy and I'm so upset I gave him a present last week. It's too late. I gave him the present and that's it. It's his. I can't take it back anymore. By Hashem, it's not like that. Every single thing that we have, whether it's parnasa, whether it's health, our family, our house, our car, nachas, whatever we have to be constantly thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yes, when a tragedy happens, then we really focus to be thankful for what we do have. But everything we have, it's not that Hashem gave it to us once and now, okay, good, I have it. Every single second, Hashem is constantly giving us more and more and more bracha. That's a concept we spoke about last night, how Hashem is kulei toiv. We've spoken it in previous shurim. Of course, it comes up in many different areas of tefillah, that Hashem is kulei toiv, even with all the tragedies, nebuch, going on. And we do find that Hashem punishes people, for sure, to each on their level, and we don't always understand it, but everything is for the toiv, and Hashem is constantly giving us, again and again and again and again, Hashem is constantly giving us good, good, and more good. And yeah, sometimes Hashem needs to take that away, and our job is to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to keep our good. But to have the Hakaras HaToiv and the appreciation and to see the grandeur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there is no status quo, that Hashem is constantly, constantly being Oysa Masa Bereshit. Okay, everybody should have a good night.